What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. I am bringing in my buddy, Mr. John Pack, the CEO of Nita Rewards, which is a company that is disrupting the affordable housing space. And John historically has been somebody that is a traditional single family and multifamily real estate investor and developer. He is based out of the Philly area and has worked alongside one of my great mentors and friends for a very long time. And what they are doing with Nita Rewards is going to be unbelievable. It is not only going to make housing affordable again, but they have done it in a way that has paired and aligned the tenant with the landlord. And you're going to hear all about this model and hear how they are making the American dream affordable again. There is a major trend shifting towards being a renter's nation. And so many people feel like homeownership is out of reach. And when there's problems, what do great entrepreneurs do? They go and find solutions. And that is exactly what Nita Rewards is. And you're going to hear all about their journey, as well as all of the things that they're working through, as well as all of the exciting opportunities that they have been able to create by overcoming those problems in this particular model in space. So I think you guys are really going to enjoy this episode. It is really kind of giving you guys a look and an insight on what an idea transitioning over to execution and ultimately getting delivered to market looks like. So I think you guys are going to enjoy the conversation today from an entrepreneurial standpoint, as well as if you're a landlord or an investor or you're a renter and you see this model as something that can be beneficial to you, your community, then I think you're going to get some great value from today's show. So without any further ado, let's dig into today's interview with John Pack of Nita Rewards.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor. Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Welcome into the show, my brother John Pack. What it do?
What's going on, Matt? Glad to be here.
Man, the last time we were hanging out, we were in Vietnam. It's been a while.
That is true, man. Last time I saw you, we were sleeping in a cave. So it's been a long time.
What was it? Was it the second or the third largest cave in the world?
I think it was the third. Yeah, I remember hiking through that jungle, man. It was a wild trip.
Dude, I remember pulling down like our pants and there were like leaves all over us climbing through the jungles of Vietnam and like waist-high water. And man, yeah. I felt like we were in an episode of Forrest Gump there.
Dude, what an incredible experience, man. I'll never forget that. I've been all over the world, and that is still to this day some of the best memories I've ever had.
That was a legendary trip for sure. And obviously, a lot has changed between now and then. You, when we were there, were, you know, doing real estate and tax liens and focusing, really all in on, you know, kind of single family investing, right? And yeah. Now you've made a massive shift into what I think is probably going to be a billion-dollar idea in business that is really so needed in today's world. And I continue to hear in headline news, the American dream is dying. We're turning into a renter's nation. I saw at least, I think this was a stat from Tuesday, the first time affordability is the worst on record. It would take a combo of up to a 28% decline in home prices, a more than 4% reduction in 30-year mortgage rates, or up to a 60% growth in median household income to bring home affordability back to its 25-year average. That was a stat per Black Knight. And we continue to see, right, how challenging housing has become for so many people. And so get me up to speed on what is Nitto Rewards and what are you guys working on, man?
Yeah, for sure, man. So we created Nitto Rewards really out of a need of a lot of things you just talked about, right? There's a true affordability issue right now in the country where, you know, the American dream was for everybody to be able to buy a home, right? But now home prices have gone through the roof. Just the cost of living has gone up. Interest rates are high. We have a generation is coming in that has some of the lowest savings in history.
Yep.
They think that, you know, the landlord is out just to make money and they can't help them. And you know, there's all these things kind of going against everybody. And we're trying to change that mindset, right? How do we help people still achieve that dream? Let them know that it's still obtainable. So what we created is Nitto Rewards. We want a true rewards program that helps people transition on an easier path from renter to homeowner. And we do that through a mobile app that's very transparent, kind of guide them on the way, on their path and journey there to home ownership, and really let them know that it is affordable, right? And the landlords who are partnering with us believe in that dream as well, right? So if, to give you an example, if the average renter, and this was just a couple of years ago that we saw the stats, I'm sure it's changed even more now, but the average renter at that time was renting for 6 years and moving up to 4 times in that 6 year period. Right, there's nothing keeping them there.
Yep.
So how do we say, hey, look, stay in one unit, save money and earn more rewards to transition into your home ownership, right? And the more rewards we can give, the more we can help people achieve this home ownership with the least amount of money out of pocket, as that has seemed to be the biggest burden. It's not even the monthly payments, which, you know, with interest rates, it's not easy at the moment.
Yep.
Just being able to afford the down payments have really been a struggle for people.
Yeah. Yeah. That initial kind of tranche of capital that people need to get into a home.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people, like you said, have that kind of savings. So talk me through the mechanics of how maybe Nitto works for the tenants and why landlords would want to get on board with a program and a process like this.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's as easy as it can be. So once we sign up a landlord, that their tenants become automatically enrolled, right? They just have to download the app and start using it. As long as they pay their rent on time, then they're going to get 5% cash back that goes towards their future home purchase, right? So, and that's really it. They get that every single month. They pay rent on time. We do have tips. A little educational blurbs. We like to give people tips every single month for 15 to 30 second things that they can read and earn more money every single month. Right?
So we have building up that financial, you incentivize financial literacy.
Exactly. So just take a little bit of time each month to learn a little bit. And then as you learn, you get to earn. And that's kind of the whole point here. Just make that transition period a little bit easier, as you need to be transparent. A lot of people don't understand what's even needed for homeownership. So if we can guide them along that path and reward them along the way, then we believe that we're doing our job.
Amazing.
So it's really cool to see them go along that process. And what we try to do is help them create their goals, right? What do you really need out of pocket in order to achieve your homeownership? What does that mean when you have your savings coupled with your rewards? And then ultimately coupled with down payment assistance programs, which I believe there's a very big lack of transparency in the country today. There's so many programs available, whether they're government or private or otherwise, that are available to homeowners, and not just, you know, low income housing type credits, but, you know, there's programs here in PA where you can make $196,000 a year and still earn money towards your upfront funds for your first home purchase here. So they are available. So we're trying to pull them all in, show them what it means when you couple that with your savings and these rewards, so you have the least amount of money out of pocket, get into your home, and then ultimately start to create that American dream again.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, as a landlord, you know that every time a tenant moves out, right, and you have the turnover and you have to repaint and recarpet, and there's a lot of, you know, expenditures that go into that, right? Like you said, the retention of that becomes very important. Is there any financial cost or burden to the landlord?
So no financial cost to the landlord. It's actually a benefit, right? So yes, when somebody moves out, you know, obviously there's the cost, but that's going to happen anyway, right? The national average on turnover right now is roughly 50%, right? But, you know, as I just mentioned, if the average tenant is, you know, renting for 6 years and moving four times, they're going to move out eventually, right? Maybe they move, you know, just across the street because one of their friends are over there or whatever. So, but why not incentivize them to stay in your building until they're ready to buy a home, right? I think Zillow just released a stat just this past year where 67% of prospects going into an apartment building wanted to buy a home, but couldn't afford it first, mm-hmm. right? So that's why they're renting. So you know the majority are going to eventually move out.
Yep.
Keep them in your building until they are, and that's going to help your turnover costs, right? Your NOI goes up. You have people who are financially responsible in your apartment, paying on time, and treating your building with better care. And we're also seeing a big jump in leasing velocity, right? So, you know, think of the time saving for your leasing agents mm-hmm. and kind of differentiating your buildings when they, you know, you compare apples to apples and, hey, I can move this building, I move this building. And when one building is actually giving you money towards your future, it's a big difference. And we've been seeing about a 25% increase in our leasing velocity ever since we've launched the program.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. If you're a real estate landlord, whether it's single family or multifamily, you know, the name of the game is what? Occupancy,
yeah.
right? But reduce that vacancy, you know, different, like you said, differentiate your asset as something that's of more value, which is obviously going to, you know, not only attract, but retain the right people. And if you continue to secure stable, you know, NOI and income, all that does is protect the value and increase the value of your asset. If you're using that as a true unique value proposition to pull more people towards, you know, your building.
For sure. And we're trying to make it as easy as possible, right? There's so many different programs out there now that says, hey, I help add rewards to your building or this or that. A lot of those have financial burdens to the landlord, which is already a negative, but then it's another task, right? Property management is a hard gig. I was in it for a long time. A lot of times it's kind of thankless, right? Like you work hard and people kind of only want to call when there's an issue.
Yep.
So if you're able to then create a program that's very easy for them, it's not a task, it's a tool that helps make their lives easier. That's what it's all about. So we try to simplify and streamline that process that by the time you're done your short onboarding process, there's really nothing else for you to do.
You hand it off.
You hand it off, it's hand off. Hey, as long as I know what the program is, I can pitch it on tours.
Yep.
Your tenants get it. And even when your tenants are ready to buy a home and they're ready to move out, we help facilitate that, right? Mm-hmm. We make sure they give advance notice of even when they're looking for a house, advance notice when they sign contracts, right? So everything becomes very transparent, all emails over, and then you don't have to do anything. You get to focus on the things that matter, right? Keep it, you know, about your tenant experience, make sure that they're happy, make sure that the buildings look great so that your tenants are always happy. And then ultimately you're making more money.
Mm, I love that. Now talk about the mechanics for a renter and how, you know, it almost sounds a little bit too good to be true. Hey, I do what I'm supposed to do, pay my rent on time. And all of a sudden you guys are going to give us money. What? Like, how does that work?
So we've been fortunate where we've been able to partner with a number of real estate agents across the country, different lenders, right, where they're able to work with us. So if you are going to utilize these rewards, you know, you do have to use an agent and a lender from our platform so that we can guarantee the use of those rewards.
Yep.
Right? I'm not saying that others might not, but and you can certainly use whomever you want to buy a home, but in order to get the max benefit of the NIDA rewards, you do have to use some of them on our program.
Makes sense.
Now, we do get questions that says, hey, my cousin is a real estate agent. I want to use them. Not an issue. We have a very short onboarding process that put your agent or your cousin in contact with us. We can onboard them within just a couple hours.
Yep.
They can represent you and still utilize those rewards. So, you know, as soon as you move into a building, you get your email from your landlord, hey, download your NIDO rewards app. And once they download that, it's very transparent and they start earning right away.
That's amazing. Now, how are you guys going to get mass adoption of this program, because it seems like a total no-brainer. Yeah. And yet, of course, right, I'm sure you guys have mapped out and looked at all the obstacles and, you know, the friction that might come along with disrupting such a big marketplace. What are you guys looking at strategically on executing to get this out to the masses?
So we do have a, I guess you consider it a B2B2C approach, right? So you do have to be with a landlord who has signed up with Nitto first, right? So we're not going direct to consumer. It's very difficult when you go that route, right? There's a new app launched like every 30 seconds, right? Yeah. So how much money do you have to spend to hit every individual? So we do sign up landlords first as a major benefit to their buildings to help push that message out. So that is one strategic message. And then it's about simplicity. The easier something is, the more convenient something is, the easier it is to adopt. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to do. Make sure that we get a landlord signed up and then it's super easy for them. And then all the tenant has to do is do exactly what they're doing already. Be a great tenant, pay your rental time, you start earning rewards. And then eventually when you're ready to buy and you've earned your tips, your reward, you've seen what down payment programs you're available for, right through the app, you just, hey, I'm ready to buy. It connects you with the experts and they can guide you through that process.
That's awesome. What's the big vision for Nitto Rewards? Like from an internal company leadership perspective, what's the grand vision of what you guys see Nitto turning into?
So we have a very big vision. The first big thing is, you know, how do we get 1 million people to buy a home? Right? How do we change the mindset of the current shift that's happening? Yeah. Right? How do we let people know the American dream is not dead? You can still own a home. You can still do that. But ultimately, how do you start to own or always have a sense of ownership even when you rent? Right? So we have what we're doing today, right, to get out to the market and everything else here. But ultimately, we want our tenants to actually have ownership in properties, true equity that they're earning. So even when they move out, they're always continuing to grow that wealth, right? Mm. How do we become an ultimate wealth builder? Because we believe that the wealth building, one of the greatest wealth builders in the country is real estate.
Yep.
And if we can do that successfully now, we'll be able to transition that into an equity model as well. And we're excited for that. One of the stats that also really stood out for us when we were trying to create what is now Nitto Rewards, is that the average wealth of a renter was roughly $6,700 across the country.
Wow.
The average wealth of a homeowner was $240,000, right? Like that's almost a 40 multiple. That's insane that all you have to do is be able to buy a home. And a lot of times you can go buy a home, you're paying the same rent, but now you're earning equity. Yep. You have tax advantages. There's 1 million different ways and reasons that owning a home is better for you. We just have to make it possible.
Yeah. What are your, have you seen that clip from Grant Cardone where he just talks about a home is the worst investment and you shouldn't do it. And if you do, you're an idiot and you're not going to build wealth. What is your guys' thoughts on that narrative that some younger generations are prescribing to? Oh, we want to be more nomadic. Oh, a home is going to be a drag on me, or it's going to force me to, you know, spend too much time or money in a certain location. What's your response to that narrative?
So I would say I'm not a fan of that narrative. obviously, I believe that home ownership is the key to wealth. You know, it's arguably the biggest investment any one person will ever make in their lifetime.
Yep.
So to Grant's point, you know, when you hit a certain wealth threshold, it doesn't matter as much anymore, and you can start to have a little more freedom to do that, right? But if he's saying, hey, don't own a home, go buy your investment property. Well, how much money down out of pocket when the younger generation who's going into that home buying age today has the lowest savings in history?
Yep.
How are they going to save up for 20, 25% for an investment property, especially in these high interest rate environments, right? Are they on cash flow? Versus, hey, I can now buy a home with very little money out of pocket,
right,
live there for a little while, and then move out, and then see your circumstances might change at that time, but get into that first home first.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're trying to achieve. To give you an example, you know, we were running some beta tests initially here in Philadelphia with rewards and things like that. And we actually helped one of our renters buy a $240,000 condo in Philadelphia, cost them a total of $1,800 out of pocket.
Wow.
Which is like absurd, right? So I don't think in Grant's model, they're able to do that.
Yeah, I would agree on that. I think that's such an important point, right? Is to be able to lower the barrier of entry into a vehicle that statistically is going to get you much further ahead than if you were to just continue renting. You can't argue that, right? Yeah. And so to be able to be the bridge or the stepping stone into that arena and to spark or to be that catalyst for people to start thinking in an ownership mentality versus a renter's mentality. That's why I love this model so much.
Yeah, no, it's really tremendous. Like I said, it's all about just shifting that mindset. We're big believers that if you are truly able to have the right mission, right, and truly want to help people and your heart's in the right place, like any money and any other benefit that comes from that, it's just a byproduct.
Yeah.
You have the right mission first, and that's what we have. Yeah. Right. And the money will come later, but let's help people. And by doing that, we're going to feel better. We're ultimately going to make money. And we're going to help all of our renters make a whole lot of money for themselves.
So what's your guys' biggest hurdles that you as a company are working through right now, right? Like theoretically, yeah, the model, the deck, everything sounds great, but we all know, you know, great ideas, you know, don't become something, you know, amazing without sound execution and obviously a lot of turbulence along the way. So what are you guys navigating right now?
For sure. I'd say ultimately the biggest thing is just getting the message across to landlords that by offering a vehicle to home ownership is not a detriment, right? I believe that a lot of landlords do have the right, you know, their heart in the right place, that they want to be able to help them. They understand that people want to get the home ownership. But then we do talk to some landlords who say, well, I want my tenants to rent forever. And my thought to that is, either one, they might not just be the right landlord for us, which I'm okay with. It's not for everybody. But they also need to understand that tenants ultimately want to buy a home, right? They want to get there. So why not help with your tenant satisfaction? Why not build that up? Let them know that, hey, let them refer in more renters to you. Hey, my landlord helped me get to where I am today. Like that's a major thing. But that's definitely one hurdle that we have to get over from that perspective. I would say one of the other ones right now, you know, obviously there was the big lawsuit that came out in the settlement with NAR.
Yep.
You know, whether or not people are even going to want to continue to use agents, right? It's an unknown right now as far as how it's going to shift, right? So making sure that, you know, not just that they're getting the rewards, but that the way that we're structured at the moment, that they can earn the rewards because they want to use an agent who is an expert in that area, who can help negotiate those contracts, things like that, right? But that's yet to be seen. So we'll see that down the future here, come July and, you know, forward, what that looks like. But right now, it's a message to the landlords: help your tenants, and ultimately they will help you. Mm-hmm. They'll get better care of your buildings, and ultimately they're going to stay longer and increase the value of your property because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. What does the startup mindset look like for you guys? For those that are entrepreneurs listening to this show right now that are, you know, in this either ideation creation stage or they've got a product now and they're really trying to navigate getting it, you know, into market, getting it to that next level of scale. Talk about your guys's kind of mindset and strategy that you're subscribing to right now in this early stage of, we got the idea, now we got the product, now we got to get this thing to market and at scale. What does that look like for you?
It's about having the right people in the right seats, right? Like you never want to be the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
So making sure that you can build a team around you who has the same vision fully aligned, especially in a startup. I mean, if you start to have a team where you guys are not fully aligned, not going directly, you know, always in the same direction, you're spinning in circles. So make sure you have full alignment on your team is probably number one. Number two is technology is incredible. Like, and I used to have this motto even before AI, you know, kind of came out. I was like, oh, there has to be an app for that, right? And I used to always leverage technology, you know, always an app for that.
Yep.
And now guess what? There's probably an AI for that, right? So leverage what's out there. You don't have to recreate the wheel. You have to be able to integrate and use those so that you can stay lean and mean as you continue to build, but be agile. You never know what's going to come your way, what might be a blocker. So, you know, think about it, make sure that your vision is super clear. And if you can have a very clear vision, you will get around those blockers. You just have to be able and willing to look from the 30,000 foot view and go, okay, that's not working right now. Why? Cool. How do we get around it? How do we just stay laser focused on what we need to achieve? And we'll pivot to another direction. And we've made multiple pivots just in the last year. But our vision has never wavered.
Mm. You know, you talked about, I love the, there's always an app for that. Now there's the new motto, right? Yeah. Or mantra is there's always an AI for that. Yeah. How are you guys looking at using, you know, navigating the world of AI with this particular model and just in business in general?
Sure. So we're still, as we continue to try to incorporate more and more AI, it's about making sure that it's still been able to provide the correct information, right? Mm-hmm. So if anybody's been on ChatGPT and stuff like that, right? It has incredible information, can make your life easier, but it gets you about 80-85% there, right? You still need to verify, you still need to push things out. So we're still going through different training models that way. But ultimately, you know, it's about how do we make things more convenient using AI? How do you make things easier and faster for understanding purposes? And then from a landlord's perspective, what type of information as this, you know, from app interactions to on-time payments, things like that, that we can use AI for and machine learning to provide more insights, yeah. Right? Hey, you're offering, you know, there's a lot of apartments in Philadelphia right now that's coming to market. A lot of people offering 1 month's rent concessions, 2 months rent concessions. How do you know you need those? A lot of those times it's kind of arbitrary. Well, based on your tenant's actual spending habits, based on how they interact, based on what they're doing, you might not need that. And that type of AI can start to give you insights of, hey, maybe you do need a half month concession to get this rented. Maybe, you know, we're looking to be predictable on who's going to renew their leases, right? How do you predict future revenue? Well, once you have all that data in-house. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at some of those things, obviously the chatbots and things like that are out there, but yep. We're watching those very carefully, as if we want to truly help people with home ownership, we want a human touch on that, at least in the beginning, until we're fully confident we're never giving bad information.
Yeah.
And that to me is one of the biggest things to protect us. I've used ChatGPT even helping my niece with her math homework. Like, right, I cannot do this.
I use it for my daughters all the time.
It drives me nuts. I was telling her literally just the other day, I was like, oh no, I think you're wrong. I was like, you know, I'm on the computer and then she proved me wrong and ChatGPT. So I said to her, I said, you know, this doesn't sound right. I'm getting this answer. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry for that. You are correct. I'm like, man, I'm helping my niece with the wrong information.
Yeah.
So I need to make sure that we never get wrong information into the hands of our users.
Yeah, that makes sense. Talk a little bit around a question that you wish people would ask you about Nido that doesn't get asked very often, that you think is an important point to make around the program, the space, or just the mindset that your customers, you know, might get value from.
Sure. I would say one of the things, right, as you know, we're trying to solve the problem right now that people won't have enough savings and all the money to buy a home, right? But that also comes along with, if you're putting less money down, then you have higher payments. And the fear of, hey, I might have to pay, you know, more money for my first home purchase than I'm paying in rent. And there's been recent studies out there in a lot of cities, it's cheaper to rent now than own a home. Mm-hmm. From a monthly payment perspective. So right. Looking at that, it's letting them know kind of, well, when you pay rent, are you putting anything towards your home equity, right? Home prices right now are appreciating at an all-time high. So you get that, right? So you get your debt pay down, your appreciation. You have tax benefits from the interest rates, the interest you're paying and such. Mm-hmm. So when you start to factor all this stuff in, you have to look at it holistically on what's better.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest message and probably one of the hardest things to get across, right? A lot of people are very good in their own niches. Not everybody focuses on math. And it is very much so a math equation to understand that. And trying to get that message across that even if you have to pay a little bit more today, guess what? You're still in a much better position, right? And if you're young, like when I graduated college, it was some of the best times of my life. Like a couple of buddies moved in, right? I got to own my own house. Yeah. Now I got to live essentially for free.
Yep.
And I'm hoping that a lot of our tenants start to do the same, right? You go buy a home in your 20s, right? Stop running that apartment. Let your buddies move in and rent from you at a discount. Just break even. Everybody wins. But trying to get people to understand that even though your cost per month might be slightly higher, look long term.
Yeah.
Right? And when rates eventually come down, which everybody's afraid of right now, when they start to come down, you can always refinance later and save more in that moment.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
Yeah, that's such an important thing. Because people get affixed on one particular aspect, but they don't look at the whole math equation and understand what that actually equates to. I know, you know, one of our mutual mentors, Mr. Gary Jonas, he's so good at going, it's just a math equation. It's just a math equation, right? And so many times, like what is in my mind versus the reality of the situation when it's broken down in just a very simple math equation. You know, when you get that clarity in some of those things, it really makes such a huge difference in making the right next decision that's really aligned with the outcome you want in the long term. But most people don't have the ability, one, to do the math equation, or two, to think long term, right? That crock pot versus the microwave mindset. That, and I love that you brought up, if you're under 30 and you don't own a home, this being such a great program and way to incentivize home ownership, because you can house hack, you can have roommates, you can get your mortgage paid for free and cash flow on top of that. I mean, I know you did it when, you know, we were visiting your house and you had a bunch of people paying your mortgage and you had a beautiful home in the city in a really cool neighborhood. And so I think that's, you know, something to keep in mind. If you're somebody who's younger, that wants to build wealth and wants to have, you know, shelter and wants to have some type of financial, you know, freedom in the future, this is a great stepping stone on that path.
For sure. You know, as we were trying to build this out, right, you know, a big part of that is, you know, you need to put yourself in all stakeholder shoes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
We've been landlords, been able to sit there. We've been part of property managers. But I haven't done leasing tours in a long time, right? And I wanted real feedback. So I went on a lot of leasing tours and to let people know what Nitto is, you know, make sure that they're excited and they fully understand it. And some of those tours included college students, right?
Mm-hmm.
And going on that with them, they're like, well, I'm in college, man. Like, I can't buy a house. And I gave them the same example. I was like, I didn't think so either. But I was personally fortunate to be able to buy a home. I think my first house was maybe 24, 25. But I wish it was at 22 when I first graduated.
Yeah,
and that there's no reason that when someone's paying rent in college, they're not also earning these rewards.
Yep.
Right. And think of how happy your parents are going to be with help co-signing for that.
Totally.
And you're earning those rewards, and then you get to buy a home when you graduate. your buddies move in, you're still in the time of your life, but everybody has a cheaper cost to live. And guess what? When you buy your own home, sign up with Nido and let your buddies earn a bunch of rewards too.
Yeah, there you go.
It can't just be this big cycle where everybody gets home ownership.
Yep. Yeah, I am definitely behind the bandwagon of home ownership. You and I both know the power of owning real estate, and the longer you own it, the more powerful it becomes and continues to compound in your favor. So the earlier you can do it, the better. Now, for landlords or individuals that want to know more about the program, maybe getting on the program, a tenant that's going, hey, I want to tell my landlord about this program. What's the best place for them to learn more and to actually get Nido Rewards incorporated into their asset?
Sure. They just have to go right to our website. It's nidorewards.com. They can sign up right there. It'll come over. We'll be able to get in contact with them. But again, it's just about, you know, I don't care whether you have one house or whether you have, you know, 10,000 houses, apartment buildings, whatever. It's easy to sign up. It's easy to use, and it's pain-free. You sign up and then it's kind of hands off. You don't have to do anything. Just let your tenants earn. And when they're ready to buy, they buy. And you have new people coming in. You want to take their place. And arguably, they're probably going to send a lot of referrals your way as well, because other people want to get help with that as well.
Absolutely. So we'll be sure to link all of that up on John Pack's episode, millionairemindcast.com. Be sure to check that out. All the links will be in the show notes. John, my brother, dude, always good catching up with you. Super
Absolutely,
excited
man.
To see what this program does. And I just love the... I love the mission of the, you know, the business, but I love that it's also something that, you know, kind of checks all the boxes of making an impact, but also has the potential to be a total, you know, major winner when it comes to, you know, creating some real wealth as the business side of it as well. So thanks for coming on the show, and
we
will see you guys in the next episode.
Thanks, Matt.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that interview. And if you did, all I ask is that you take 2 minutes and leave a review in iTunes, where by doing so, you're also going to get entered in to win a $100 gift card. Don't forget to share this episode out with somebody else that may need to hear it or may get some value from what was talked about in today's interview. And for those of you who are really looking to accelerate your wealth building journey, you want to unlock more financial freedom, you want to get more time back, or maybe you just want to level up your life, your business, your finances, be sure to head over to millionairemindcast.com and check out all the amazing products and resources that we have for our Millionaire Mindcast family, whether that's one-on-one coaching with me, mastermind events, downloads and checklists, the Rich Life Planner for those of you looking to take your goal setting and productivity to the next level. We've got all kinds of great, valuable tools. So be sure to check those out at millionairemindcast.com. And last but not least, if you're not on my weekly text letter and you want to be the first to know of exclusive updates and offers, in addition to behind the scenes access to a lot of the stuff that I'm doing, that I'm investing in, be sure to join by texting the word notes to 844-447-1555. With that being said, thanks for listening today. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.